Thank you to the Patreon supporters of the Top Rope Chef podcast, Haley K, Claire G, and Nicholas Haynes of the Sketchy Nonsense podcast. Help support our show by going to patreon.com/Top Rope Chef. Thanks.
We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with Top Rope Chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat?
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast about food and wrestling. We are cooking through Jim Ross's, JR's, WWE cookbook, Can You Take the Heat? Two recipes at a time. My name is Bradley, the Octopus Jones, with me as always.
Jacqueline, the Stretcher Maynard. Brad, how you doing this fine summer day?
Oh, it's warm out there. I am sweating bullets. I ran in the rain yesterday for the first time ever. I've been running 3 times a week for the last 7 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, and this is the first time I was like, I'm just going to go out there. And running in the rain is fun, but running in the rain when you have glasses on is less fun.
It is not as fun.
I just looked the raindrops and I just like the humidity fogged it up, and it was just not the best.
Oh, I didn't even think about the humidity fog. I did it last fall, was the last time I ran in the rain, and I was just so annoyed because I couldn't see anything. It was cold and wet. It's fun to start.
On my next eye insurance, when that kicks in next year, I'm going to get some contacts, so I'll have those.
I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
For fitness.
Yeah, for fitness reasons, or if I just like find a sweet pair of sunglasses I want to wear.
Yeah.
Or if I want to go see like a 3D movie and not have to be like super uncomfortable wearing two pairs of glasses.
Or go like scuba diving. Or just if you get punched in the face, it's better to not have glasses on.
Because they get jammed right into your face.
Yeah, so the glass will break right in your eye, and then you lose the eye.
Yeah, but I think I have been saved by, like, tools or things, like, flying up into my eye where I would have been like, oh, that would have been a piece of sawdust right in the eyeball.
Every day I get home from work, I take my glasses off, and they're just covered in just, like, canola spray and sometimes batter, sometimes other stuff. Things definitely hit me in the face, or hit my glasses, rather.
Yeah, people don't usually say anything. They just, like, let you have, like, weirdo glasses. Just somebody to wipe them off, dog. I'll do it.
People do that about everything. It is so weird. Social norms.
Just tell me I have a piece of spinach in my teeth. It's okay. Right. I'll take it out.
Or tell somebody that their pants are unzipped so they don't walk around all day at work with their pants unzipped.
Yeah. Or if like a button's loose or just something weird's about somebody, let them know. They'll fix it.
I told a lady I work with, she had toilet paper like in her, like coming out the back of her pants and trailing behind her. Like it was a huge long piece of toilet paper. And I like went up to her and was like, hey, you got a little... And she's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Oh, my God, I haven't been in the bathroom for an hour. I can't believe nobody told me this.
Yeah, you just got to do people solids. Right. You know?
Right.
Just don't laugh at their misery and just chuckle away. You got to help them out.
Right. And this is the problem with America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the problem with this recipe today?
Well, before we get to that, Jacqueline, we usually start the podcast. I know it's been a while, but do you have anything to drink today?
I am having water with a tea bag in it because it's too hot for drinks. Other than that, what about you?
I always have iced tea on the ready. Right now there's a peach one in the fridge.
I have peach tea too.
Oh my God, isn't it the best?
Wow.
It's like the perfect summer tea.
We don't talk for a few weeks and we show up blind with the same drink.
Well, I don't have that drink today. I'm drinking a Maynard cider of sorts.
What?
I've already had one of these, so it's a little bit of a spoiler. But did you have a name for this? For this,
Maynard, myself.
Your Maynard.
My cider.
Yeah. your cider.
What did the cap look like? Do you remember?
It was the Independence Day, American flag.
Oh, that's just America, I think is what that one's called.
America?
America.
You can't spell America without Erica. Have you watched the new Stranger Things, Jacqueline? That'll be lost on you if you hadn't seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Okay.
Season 2?
There's a character named Erica. Yeah, season 3. It's on season 3 now.
What? Are you being serious? You're being serious.
Yeah,
I had no idea. You know, somebody was talking about Stranger Things at work the other day, and I was walking past, and I was like, wow, that's kind of a dated conversation. That show's been over.
literally brand new. You guys saw the new Spider-Man film, the one that came out in 2002? There's always new Spider-Man films.
Is there another one?
Yes.
Okay, because a different person today was talking about Spider-Man. I was like, why?
Nothing is ever old anymore. There was a marquee, and it said, like, Godzilla, Child's Play, and, like, two other movies, like, that were, like, remakes or just, like, sequels, like Spider-Man. It's like, what year
was it?
Lion King? Yeah, Lion King, Aladdin, I think, was on there. It was like, what's going on?
You don't know. We already did this.
We already saw all of these movies.
I am embarrassed how much I kind of believe that we're in a simulation. That's not true. I don't actually believe it, but it does. There are a lot of things that make you pause.
There's signs. Why isn't there anything new ever?
Ever. Know? Why is Nothing, Keanu Reeves new. Not age? Why... Hmm. Why anything?
Why anything? That's a great question. They just keep remaking the same stories.
The same stories. They're coming out with a Mulan and a Little Mermaid, too, now.
Yeah, Disney is just cranking them out. How did we get, like, Dumbo, Aladdin, and Lion King within, like, a month of each other?
There's a Dumbo movie?
Already came and went.
Wow. So they're just blasting through.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be another Maleficent movie. They're just, like, cranking them out.
At this point, I can't even catch up. Maybe I'll check out, and then when I'm 40, I'll check back in and see what's up with life. Where are we at?
Yeah, you'll just be able to rewatch these again in 20 years when they remake them.
That's true.
It's not even a big deal.
That's true. Forget it.
Just let them go by you. It's fine.
Yeah.
So let's start today with Lita's Mexican-style ceviche. Now, I don't think I knew what a ceviche exactly was in my brain when we made this recipe. I thought it maybe was like a soup. Or some sort of dip, which it kind of is. I mean, anything can be a dip if you have a cracker. That's all I got to say.
I agree with that 100%.
What's your experience with the ceviche, Jacqueline?
I don't have any.
Yeah, zero, right?
Zero.
Do you have any, like, inclination?
No, I looked...
Do you know what it is?
I looked up pictures, so I knew, like, kind of what it was, because I didn't...
Right.
I just needed a visual of what this was supposed to be before I made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am confused on how you're supposed to eat it.
Yeah, it's usually like a bed of lettuce with seafood and like other stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes served in a martini glass for some reason.
I've seen it in a wine glass, which is just gross looking.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
It's just too piled up.
But you know what I do like eating out of a wine glass is desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. Like a stacked mousse or something like that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, out of...
Delicious.
Or like a, what's that called? A trifle, like the big cylinder thing, and you put layers, and you can see all the layers of, like, cookie and pudding and whatever else you put in it.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, but... I was a little intimidated by... I'm always intimidated by seafood.
Oh, yeah, how could you not
right
be?
Right off the bat.
Especially with the word scallop. I don't even know if I even had one of those ever.
I've had scallops, and they're delicious. They're, like, soft and buttery, like, little just smooshes of meat.
I'm too afraid to like bake them and cook them wrong, and it's like I don't want to do the scallop injustice by screwing
right
it up. So I just with this recipe, I did use shrimp, which
same
we can talk about in a second. But
yeah, I did the same thing. Scallops are also expensive.
Yeah, that's also part of it. There's like party shrimp was like $1 for like a bag of it. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Right. Because it's, I mean, if you were like doing a show off meal, maybe get the scallops. But for this cookbook, maybe not.
I think scallops also is like one of those things that people shy away from in general. Like someone who doesn't really like seafood, they're like, I'm just not going to even have it. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
Like an oyster or like calamari. A lot of people won't have.
Mussels.
Or eel.
Mm-hmm.
Mussels.
Ooh, eel's
yeah
good. All that stuff is so good.
Yeah, it's great. Eel's so soft. It's like, what is this even?
Yeah, scallops are kind of like that. Maybe if it was soft, they're just like, well, they're so cute.
What are scallop potatoes, and why are they called that then? Is scallop like a style, like a cut style, maybe?
Scalloping is a style. It's also a shell that they that the meat comes from, comes out of. But I don't know why scalloped potatoes are called that, because scallop, like a scallop is like it's like a little like bumpy on the top.
It's like, yeah. I don't know, but I do know I love scallop potatoes. That's all I was.
That's what a scallop looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is not what potatoes look like. They just have like milk and cheese, right?
Yeah, it's just, it's macaroni and cheese, but with potatoes.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think there's onions too.
I think you can judge it up however you like. Throwback word. So I'll let me go ahead and talk about Lita for a second. We've already had a few of her recipes. She had just one other one in this book, the spicy black beans with onion and bacon. That was delicious. Yeah.
That was super delicious. That was one of the best recipes we made.
Yeah, it was quite good. I remember that day very vividly.
Same, because I ate a lot of beans that day.
Lita's one of your favorites. She's great.
Newly one of my favorites.
Not as a kid. Yeah, you didn't like her.
No, but I love her now. I love her style. I love that she loves her dog and brings her dog everywhere with her.
She's the only person in 2019 that's rocking a whale tail.
That's true. That is the thing that she's doing all by herself. But she's doing it.
Yeah, it's a style that did not last the test of time.
You know, I don't know, though. It pops up.
No, it's like a very rare sighting.
You don't think it peaks out?
No, no.
Am I making jokes or no?
I wish you could like secretly ask that question after every conversation that you have with somebody.
Yeah.
Was I funny? Was that good?
Did you like that?
Did you lose that good?
Want to hang out again? That's funny, right?
Rate my jokes on a scale of 1 to 10.
Did this charm bomb explode?
But she's been wrestling again recently. Not very, very recently, but within the last year. She's almost killed herself doing a couple moonsaults at Royal Rumbles.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah, it just looks like she doesn't go over like quite far enough, and it's super scary.
Well, she's like in her 40s, though. That's impressive for somebody to be doing that.
No doubt, and probably she should stop, but because people expect it from her, she thinks she has to do it.
Aww. I like her tattoo.
The, was it the foo dog? What is that thing? Some sort of demon creature?
Looks like a gargoyle monster.
That's, yeah, covered with like some sort of flowery leaves or something.
Yeah. The picture is weird, but I mean, she's rocking it.
Yeah, she was the alternative girl. We don't really see that type of look at all anymore. It's sort of faded out, right?
Yeah, it's gone more the way of like the, what is that called? Like what, what's her face? Zooey Deschanel is
like, oh, a twixie. Like nerdy cute or something?
No, it's like a pixie goth or something.
Oh, yeah. Pixie, sure.
Is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, pixie dream girl or something. It's like the, I don't know. I don't see too much of the
Instagram
of
models.
Style.
Sure.
Yes. Yes. More Instagram models. Like Alexa Bliss is kind of.
Oh, I see. Sure. She's the new alternative girl.
Yeah, but it's like a lot more like pink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like
either.
Safer. It's like safer alternative.
Yeah. Than less sharp and like mosh pity.
Yeah. And like she would kick your ass like in real life. No problem. I like that.
But did this recipe kick our ass?
Depends.
Let's find out.
On how you mean.
Lita's Mexican style ceviche. Having trained with the Hispanic male performer from Mexico City to launch her career, this Lita knows her Mexican-style dishes. She's quite the dish herself, especially if you like her dandy shoulder tattoo, which Jacqueline does, which has no culinary significance whatsoever. I have a question now. Okay, in this ingredients, this recipe, 1 1/4 pounds fresh scallops cut into bite-sized pieces, 3/4 cup freshly squeezed lime juice from 5 to 6 limes, 3 to 4 green chili peppers, 1/2 cup chopped red onion, 3 medium fresh tomatoes, peeled, cut and cut into wedges, 1/2 teaspoon coarse salt, pinch of oregano, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1/3 cup cilantro, 4 leaves iceberg lettuce, 1 avocado peeled, pitted, and sliced into wedges. 3 steps to this recipe. Step 1. Place the scallops into a wide, shallow glass casserole and pour the lime juice evenly over them. Cover and place in the refrigerator for 2 hours, stirring occasionally. 2. Add the rest of the ingredients, except the lettuce and avocado, and marinate for another hour, stirring occasionally. Step 3. Line 4 chilled wine glasses with the lettuce leaves and top with the ceviche. Garnish with avocado wedges, or serve on tortillas, or with crackers. Makes 4 servings. Jacqueline, what do you think of Lita's Mexican-style ceviche? And follow-up question, if you were to get a culinary tattoo, what would you get?
I wasn't ready for 2 questions. All right. First question. Did I like this? Not very much. I didn't care for the proportions. I felt like the lettuce was supposed to be left as a garnish, and I don't like that. I like to eat it, all the food. And shrimp was a weird choice. Maybe I should have gone with scallops. And if I was to get a culinary tattoo, I would get probably a whisk. It's my most favorite kitchen tool, and I use it all the time.
It's also very visual.
Yeah. Whisk. It's a lot of, like, it's pleasing iconic lines. Yeah. Brad, same questions to you.
Okay, well, I made this recipe, I think, as is. It was kind of confusing because I was, like, putting stuff into stages, covering and waiting 2 hours and then doing something and waiting. And I just want to eat some food, you know? I don't really want to mess around with anything. It has all the elements of, like, a guacamole minus the avocado. Yeah. More like, I guess, the salsa or, like, a pico would be better equivalent.
Yeah.
And... I don't think the proportions are quite right, but maybe you got to do that to your own. Definitely a lot of lime juice.
A lot of lime juice.
Peppers. Yeah, that's too much. And then is 4 leaves? That's just like you rip it off. So it's just like, that's just for it to sit on. It's a little plate.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to eat that like after it's done or like roll it up and eat it?
Right. I don't think you're supposed to eat it. But why buy iceberg lettuce if you're not going to eat it?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, putting on any airs. I don't need a garnish for the food I'm eating.
Right. It's food. Eat it. Eat that piece of kale they put on your plate at a diner. Yeah, the lime juice was too much. I do remember that.
Yeah, texture-wise, I remember being a little upset with this. The shrimp and then the tomato. Like, everything is, like, kind of wet and, like, squishy.
Yeah.
Eating with crackers or tortillas helps, but...
Yeah, I did the tortilla thing, but...
I'd just rather eat salsa or guac.
Yeah, it's a lot less work, and I didn't care for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, salsa's good. What's your tattoo situation?
Oh, my tattoo. What is... Maybe... Can I get food? Is that cheating? Does it have to be a kitchen thing? Okay.
You said culinary.
Yeah.
Food is culinary.
I would maybe get, like, a tattoo of a chocolate chip cookie that has, like, a bite taken out of it, and it's running away from something.
I like that. That's pretty cute. That's really a good tattoo for you.
Like maybe there'd be like a complimentary tattoo of like a chef like eating like a bit of the cookie or something somewhere else. I don't know. I think that'd be fun. You'd like put them together side by side, and you can like make,
oh, there
make
you go. Or you could have it on the back of your shoulders, on one shoulder and the other.
Yeah, I could like hold them this way. Maybe I don't know. They could be
complimentary. Mm-hmm. Or on your knees and push your knees together.
Ooh. What do you rate the Lita's Mexican style ceviche?
2 stars.
I was thinking that, but now I don't want to say it to be samesies. So
we're allowed to have the same opinion.
1.99 stars.
Okay.
I'm a little lower than you.
That's usually not how that goes, so I'll accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, Lita. You can't have all winners. What is this intro to her thing, though? To her recipe? It's so
ridiculous.
Her
being a dish?
Just talking about her body and then get into food. That just is a weird intro to a recipe.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I can't really Can't really defend the 2000s.
Explain
here.
It.
I can't defend the 2000s, Jacqueline. It's too hard.
If we're this far in this book and you have to explain it to me, we might as well just shut it down.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back talking about Ese Rios is Black Beans and Chicken Soup El Grande.
Didn't this Ese Rios, didn't he used to wrestle as Papa Chulo?
That's what I mentioned earlier, King. You're right.
Oh, I wasn't listening to you.
As usual.
Remind me of the beautiful move.
Beautiful move there by Ese Rios. Lita on the outside. And this is for the light heavyweight championship, Crash Holly. Certainly no super heavyweight, quite frankly.
Hey.
He's not 400 pounds. I mean, let's look at it.
JR, he is a super heavyweight. Best thing for you to do is you better shut up before I knock that hat off your head.
And we're back talking about Ese Rio and his El Grande soup. Brad, do you remember anything about Ese Rio?
No.
Mm-mm.
He was like a flash in the pan.
Yeah. Ha.
Oh, food joke.
Appropriate.
I think he's still wrestling today, though. He is. He's an older man.
I think he wrestles in the...
Lucha Libre, AAA, probably, is what it's called.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, down in Mexico.
Yes. It was either Mexico or Florida. I want to say Mexico. I think Lita had to do with Florida somehow.
He's been wrestling since 1997, and he's like still current.
That's not... 1997? I guess that is 22 years ago. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him from wrestling. I know he had bright red hair. That should have been a thing.
We paired him together because he was managed by Lita for a little bit when they feuded with Eddie Guerrero in China, which, yeah. I mean, that's just the dream couple.
That is the dream.
Ese Rios had a European title match, I guess, but ended up losing.
Yeah, and he just kind of disappeared after that, wasn't it? After the European title match?
Drugs, maybe? I mean... I think fans just
didn't catch on to him. They gave him, like, goofy stuff to do. I think I remember looking up.
Yeah, more. Maybe they tried to push him in to be, like, a comedy guy, maybe?
Yes. Hmm. And it just wasn't taking. I mean, he doesn't seem like a comedy guy. He seems pretty, like, serious about his craft.
Yeah, got released in 2001, went to Mexico, did a stint in TNA in 2004, and then is doing Mexico work, so...
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
Okay, Ese Rio. Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
But did this recipe work for you?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me about it?
Okay. Ese Rio's Black Beans and Chicken Soup El Grande. All the black beans in this recipe, I suggest you enjoy this dish only before partaking in outdoor activities. After eating, everyone go in the backyard and play wiffle ball or badminton or something. Just kidding. A talented wrestler, Ese is working hard to become a light heavyweight star. And if he doesn't, Ese may need to perfect a few more recipes. Ouch. Ingredients are 8 ounces of boneless chicken breast cut into pieces, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 2 garlic cloves minced, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/8 of a teaspoon of ground red pepper, 4 cups of low-fat chicken broth, 1 15-ounce can of corn undrained. Oh. 1 14 and a half. Sorry.
You got shook.
1 14 and a half ounce can of Mexican stewed tomatoes undrained, and 1 15-ounce can of black beans drained. There's only 2 steps to this recipe. Step 1 is saute the chicken in the olive oil over medium heat until it is cooked through for about 10 minutes. Add the onion, garlic, cumin, salt, chili powder, and red pepper, and cook 10 minutes more. Step 2, transfer the mixture into a stock pot and stir the chicken broth, corn, tomatoes, and black beans. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat and let simmer for 15 minutes. Makes 6 servings. Brad, what was it? Tell me about it.
It was under-seasoned, for sure.
For sure.
I remember this being very under-seasoned.
Ooh, 1/8 of a teaspoon.
Quarter teaspoon? Eighth of a teaspoon.
Eighth of a teaspoon. You don't taste that.
I don't even know if I have that in my kitchen as a utensil.
I don't. It's pointless.
Yeah, that's just, that doesn't make sense. And you're, what, 4 cups of chicken broth and you're just seasoning in it with, you need more.
All of those seasonings will disappear in that. And just the broth. Yeah.
It's just pointless to put any seasoning in if you're doing it this little.
It is, and I don't think you need to add salt if you're keeping in the juice from the can of corn.
Mm.
That is rough. That's not broth. That's just salty water.
Yeah, I definitely did not use a can of corn. I will only eat canned tomatoes and beans, occasionally a green bean. Never will I eat a corn.
I didn't know that you had a stance against canned vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. No thanks. like a French style green bean every once in a while.
Well, yeah, for Thanksgiving casserole kind of stuff.
Yeah, tomatoes and beans get a pass because those are just great and easy to just have on hand.
Yeah,
but I'm not putting like canned carrots or peas or whatever weird vegetable you want. There's got to be a reason like broccoli and cauliflower don't come in cans. Doesn't belong.
Doesn't. Do they, though? They do come in cans.
I hope not. I don't think that exists.
It
very well might.
I hope not.
I think I've seen canned potatoes.
You have. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, I've seen a canned chicken in my lifetime, and I don't ever want to see it again.
I bought one once because I wanted to open it and see what it looked like.
It's so sad.
It's upsetting. That was a long time ago.
Poor chicken. Yeah, not the best soup, I would say. But man, that bar for soup in this book was like sky high.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah. This one, it wasn't bad. I mean, I just put in the amount of seasonings that I thought was appropriate. Yeah. So
appropriately season it.
Yeah. I think we both had a much better flavored soup than was suggested. I mean, it's just really standard. There's no vegetables in it. I like vegetables in my soup.
Yeah, that would be nice. I was almost wanting it to be like a tortilla soup.
And, yeah.
It didn't quite hit that for me.
It didn't. I did crumble some tortilla chips into it, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
I would have liked a chorizo or like a kale. That's like a nice
Kale's you know, Mexican good soup. With mm-hmm. beans and stuff.
Yeah, some nice like spicy sausage.
Yeah, or like some jalapenos.
Oh, sure.
Just some, like, green pepper or, I don't know.
Yeah, peppers are very nice.
Yeah, I put all that stuff in my soup when I make this style of soup.
And I'm beginning to be upset and confused and other words that I can't think of right now.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, how little steps are in, like, this cookbook in general.
Yeah.
But I recently got another cookbook, and I'm, like, reading at, like, step 515 of this book. And I'm like... This book is intense.
Yeah.
I bought an Instapot, and I have an Instapot cookbook.
Oh.
And there's just, like, so many steps to this
thing.
Oh,
my God. Like... You can do everything with an Instapot.
Yeah, and I got
you
this
can
recipe.
You can make wine in there.
What sold me on it, I didn't know this existed. You can make yogurt in it.
Yes, my coworker was telling me this. You just need, like, a half a cup, right?
There's literally a button on it that says yogurt.
Oh, my God. That's so dreamy. Because it makes yogurt that it costs you, like, nothing.
Yeah. And you know what's going in it. You don't have to add any, like, weird sugars.
Or, like,
or
binders.
Or chemical. Yeah.
Preservatives. Yeah.
No. And then I make, we have an ice cream machine now. So I'm just going to make frozen yogurt with, like, stuff that is going to be close to going bad. And it's just a cycle that will just continue and be amazing.
That's just perfect. You get yogurt and ice cream.
I still haven't opened it out of the box. I don't know what comes with it, but the recipes like want you to use different kitchen utensils and different kind of like steamer baskets
okay.
and pie plates and stuff. So I'm, you know, I'm gotta ease myself into using yeah. Instapot, but it's a new experience and I'm excited to explore it.
Our educational and marketing team at work. They have an Instapot, and I was chatting with one of the ladies and just, like, looking through that cookbook. And you can do... They have instructions for every single type of bean. Like, every kind of pea. It just, like, makes it. And I have it on good authority that it turns out perfectly every time.
Every time. Every this time. Is also very exciting. I can get dried beans and peas
mm-hmm.
and black and chickpeas and just, like, within 30 minutes have them perfect.
It's so much cheaper and more economical, I should say, to like buy stuff like that dried, like in bulk like that. And you just
the recipe for hummus was in that book, and I mean, like, that's just no brainer. Yeah. I mean, you just get those dried chickpeas, make it, get some tahini, and you off to the races in a blender.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I'm so jealous and excited for you. I heard you can bake a cake in there too. I'm really curious what that would be.
There's
like
recipes for cake for sure.
I'm so curious.
Yeah, they're involved. You have to put a pan in there. They get like a 7-inch.
Okay.
I forget what the name of the pan is. It's got a specific name, but whatever the cake pan is, the one with like the latches on it.
Okay.
Like latches down. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got
you. And you just put it in there.
Like a cheesecake pan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, a cheesecake pan. Y'all can like steam stuff in there like super easy. Mm-hmm. I've never eaten like a steamed egg before, but I mean, that seems like it's just going to make a great hard boiled egg.
Oh, yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like a thing I should have been doing a long time ago. Instead of boiling them, I should have just been steaming them.
I didn't even think about that.
No, me neither until I got this cookbook.
Oh,
there's a recipe for like a quiche in there, and it's like steam the eggs and to like for like 3 minutes or something, so they're just like at a right consistency. And
wow,
yeah, crazy times.
So you're gonna start like a YouTube channel and just show how can I live vicariously through you?
I guess photographs. That's all I can do right now.
I guess
maybe I can YouTube like Instapotting. That'd be fun.
Yeah, just prep and then YouTube yourself doing a million other things while you're not cooking.
Right. Yeah, I've not even begin to think of the possibilities. I hope I use it all the time.
I hope so.
I gave my coworker the book and was like, pick a recipe out, I'll make it. And she picked out a sausage paella, so I'll be making that.
Oh,
that's my
fancy
first recipe.
I like that she went for it and didn't just pick something easy that you could handle. Like,
no.
I mean, not that you can't handle
like a hummus,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, we're off tangent because it had like 15 different steps in like getting your food to be made with this Instapot book. Because you just have to like go to like so many settings on the Instapot and like add things, take things out, put stuff in. Yeah. I mean, I miss the simpler days of just a one-step recipe in a WWE cookbook.
Yeah.
Open cans of things, put them in pot, cook the thing.
Yep. Although I think your Instapot recipes are going to turn out a lot better than all of these recipes.
We'll see what shakes out. I don't know much to say about this soup other than it's low man on the totem pole in the soup world and the cookbook. And I wish it was just better than it is. Yeah. I don't even think there's like a base to go off of to make like a better soup.
It's just mediocre.
Yeah. Should have been a chili.
It should have been a chili. It felt more like a chili than a soup.
Yeah, put some other beans in there and just chili it up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, some pumpkin.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Way more red pepper. What are you kidding me with this? So what do you give S.A. Rio's soup?
Oh, I'm never going to make that again. I don't even think I'm going to look at it to improve it. I don't remember being totally disgusted by it, so I'll just go ahead and give it a clean 1.5 stars.
I'm going to give it a 2. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just bored with it.
Yeah, it's just potential. Wasted potential.
Yeah.
It's getting a report card back, and it's getting a talking to by its parents. What is this wasted potential on this report card? Explain to me about this.
That's rude for somebody to say about you as a kid.
Yeah, but you mean the truth hurts, and you gotta just let kids have it sometimes. Participation trophies aren't the way of the world anymore.
Well,
it's getting rougher out there.
Yeah. It's pretty rough out there.
Do you follow up?
No, I'm not going to make it again. I'm going to make a different soup or chili.
Yeah, just make Howard Finkel soup from now until eternity.
I will forget about this recipe like I forgot about S.A. Rio.
Ooh. And on that note, thanks for joining us in this episode of Top Rope Chef. Email us questions and comments. Talk to each other. TopRopeChef@gmail.com. Follow us on your podcast app of choice. But if you're listening to this on our website, I don't even know if people do that. But follow us on another podcast app. That makes
Anchor.
It helpful. Yeah, that's the one. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/TopRopeChef.
Please and thank you.